Chapter 9, Organizing Your To-Do List. As we discussed in Chapter 8, we experience cognitive overload when we face choosing among more than about 10 items. Since you always have far more tasks or projects you could be working on, it's essential to create a system that allows you to narrow your focus, no matter how busy you may become. In this chapter, we'll explore ways you can organize your task management app to prevent it from becoming overwhelming, so it's always your go-to dashboard for planning your day. The key to creating a manageable system is to use multiple, well-organized lists within your app rather than a single large list, and to set additional properties for each task, such as priority or due date, that will allow you to filter out tasks according to criteria you set. With modern task management apps, such as Todoist, this is quick and easy, and we'll consider several approaches: organizing by action with the PEEP approach, and organizing by due date, time required, and energy level. Organize by action with the PEEP approach. As you process your task inbox, you may find patterns of items that you can naturally group together and process in batches. For example, you may be in the habit of writing your staff newsletter on Sunday evenings, or you may prepare the agenda for your weekly leadership team meetings on Tuesday mornings. When you find items that belong in these groups, create a bucket, a separate list for them, in your task management app. In Todoist, these lists are called projects, but they may also be called folders or lists, depending on the app you're using. As you process your task inbox, route each item to the appropriate list. Then, when it's time to batch process those items, for example, by writing the newsletter or preparing the agenda, simply review the list, deal with each item, and you'll be confident that you haven't missed anything. If time constraints prevent you from including every item, especially for meeting agendas, having a single list will allow you to quickly prioritize the most important items. By separating specific batchable groups from your more miscellaneous lists, you can both increase your productivity in your batched work and keep your miscellaneous lists from growing too long. It's essentially the same approach you'd use to organize your home. If you want to clean a cluttered room, you can't toss everything in the junk drawer. You need to put everything away where it belongs, and that requires that you have specific storage locations for most of the items you're putting away. There will still be a few things that go in the junk drawer, but most items should have a specific place where they belong. I call this approach PEEP, a place for everything and everything in its place. PEEP saves time and effort by reducing the amount of decision-making necessary for processing your inboxes and batch processing your work. When a batchable item arrives in your inbox and you already have a bucket for that type of item, it's easy to process it, but only if you're organizing your tasks according to the action you need to take, not according to abstract categories or areas of responsibility. For example, you may have numerous tasks related to instructional leadership, but since the manner in which you'll handle these tasks varies widely, it would not be helpful to create an instructional leadership bucket. A list of tasks conceptually related to instructional leadership isn't any easier to manage than a list of miscellaneous tasks. In daily life, we organize according to the actions we need to take, rather than by conceptual category. Think about your shoes, for example. You wouldn't keep them in your sock drawer just because they're conceptually related to feet. They belong on the floor because that's where you take them off and put them on. This is an important distinction. PEEP helps you organize your tasks by action, not category. PEEP can also help you organize groups of tasks that aren't batchable, but instead need to be done in a specific order. Many projects fall into this category. For example, if you're applying for a grant, you may need to complete a number of steps, such as reviewing the grant application, getting input from teachers, drafting a budget, and so forth, in a particular order. While other tasks may be conceptually related to the grant, for example, informing your PTA, if they aren't sequential steps, it's not helpful to include them in the list. You can instead include these tasks on more miscellaneous lists or on other lists, such as meeting agendas. When you're working sequentially through a project, if you encounter a task that isn't the next necessary action, you'll have to stop and reprioritize, defeating the purpose of having a well-organized list. Remember, you don't want to have to constantly reorganize your to-do list throughout the day and choose what to work on. It's best to separate deciding from doing. When you've already made decisions about what to work on, you can simply review your lists and calendar and get to work. Organize by due date, time required, and energy level. After you've optimized your buckets to organize all of your batchable work into specific lists and created separate lists for sequential projects, you may still find that you have long, unmanageable lists of miscellaneous tasks that you need to complete. When these lists become too long, we start to avoid them, defeating the purpose of using a task management app. Your app can help you apply additional criteria to filter out tasks that you can't or shouldn't do immediately. Modern apps such as Todoist have a search feature that allows you to set specific criteria for the tasks you want to see, and you can save these searches as filters. For example, you could do a search for tasks that have the priority field set to high and the due date field set to today. If you accomplish all of your high priority tasks, you can use a different search or filter to view tasks that are due today and have a priority of medium. Modern task management apps have numerous fields or properties that can be set to help you plan your work. You won't need to use all of these fields for every task. Doing so would make the process of adding a task to the app too cumbersome. In fact, you may not want to set any of these fields when adding new tasks. An important function of the task inbox is to allow you to add items quickly without filling in the additional fields. You can then update these fields when you're processing your task inbox. You can use your own combinations of these fields to make precise decisions about what to focus on. First, you may find it helpful to use the priority field when you're reviewing your lists and picking out the most important tasks. But the reality is that many tasks will be high priority. A long list full of high-priority tasks is no more manageable than a list of unprioritized tasks. For many people, due date is an essential filter. It may be tempting to set a due date of today for nearly all tasks, and by itself, this isn't a problem. You may choose to use due today to mean review today. You must ensure, though, that you don't leave any due today tasks unfinished and unreviewed. If you aren't going to get to something today, don't let it become overdue, or you'll no longer have a system you can trust. Instead, change the due date or admit that you're never going to do it and mark it off your list. By the end of the day, empty your task inbox and either do or deliberately postpone every task marked as due today in your task management app. Other fields are also useful in certain situations. For more random and one-off tasks, you may want to add properties such as time required, context, and energy level, because this will help you decide how to allocate your time. If your task management app doesn't have all of these fields, you can use the tag or label field to create your own scheme. For example, you might use the label field in Todoist to identify tasks you can do in less than 10 minutes with the label 10 min. Being able to filter your tasks by the amount of time they'll require can help you squeeze more into the odd blocks of time you'll find yourself with throughout the day, when you might otherwise check email aimlessly. If you have 10 minutes to work at your desk and you have a filter set for miscellaneous tasks you can complete in 10 minutes, you'll be far more productive than if you have to review long lists of tasks that don't have this property set. Another way to filter tasks is by context. Context specifies the setting or location in which you'll perform a task, or the tools or information you'll need to have with you. Allen, 2015. As our smartphones and other mobile devices become more powerful, context is becoming less relevant than it once was, but there are still many types of work that you must do in a specific location. Some task management apps can even remind you when you arrive at a specific location that you've linked to certain tasks. If so, take advantage of this feature to avoid making a separate trip later. For example, you may have several tasks on your list at any given time that can only be done at district headquarters. If you set a location-based reminder for each of these tasks, your app can remind you to complete all of them when you arrive. If your app doesn't have this feature, you can simply check your district headquarters filter manually when you arrive at the district office. You might also find it helpful to use the context field to identify tasks that involve a specific person, such as a team leader, your supervisor, or your administrative assistant. Since these tasks may be scattered across multiple lists within your app, it's useful to be able to search for all tasks involving a certain person when you're about to talk with that person. As you make your way around campus for classroom visits and other duties, you can accomplish these tasks quickly without having to make separate trips or phone calls. Lastly, if you want to maximize your productivity, planning around your natural variations in mental energy is essential. You may be at your best when you first arrive at school before students and colleagues are around, or you may hit your stride mid-morning when you can reach everyone you need to work with. If you save your most cognitively demanding work for times in the day when you aren't at your best, you may find that you tend to procrastinate or do an inferior job. Conversely, if you schedule busy work, such as tidying up your office, during your peak productivity time, you may become anxious and frustrated that you aren't accomplishing something more challenging. In your task app, you may find it helpful to mark tasks as low energy or high energy, or even doable while watching TV. Identify the different energy levels you experience throughout the day and match your miscellaneous tasks to the optimal time. Then use filters to find tasks that match your energy level and get to work. Out of sight, out of mind, but not out of control. When you develop an effective system for keeping track of your work, you gain a new freedom. The freedom to put the work you aren't doing yet out of sight and out of mind, with confidence that you'll return to it later and follow up when the time is right. You can then spend more time visiting classrooms without the burden of doubt and fear that you're overlooking something crucial. If you don't have such a system, clutter is inevitable because it serves as a tangible reminder of your unfinished work. Yet this clutter comes with a cost we can avoid by effectively tracking our unfinished work using an electronic task management app and organizing it using the strategies in this chapter. Day 9 Action Challenge: Set up your peeps. In your electronic task management app, create at least 5 permanent buckets that you can use to hold tasks that you can batch process, such as announcements to mention in your parent newsletter, agenda items for your leadership team, and so on. Next, set up as many project-specific buckets as you need. Be sure to break down your large miscellaneous lists into action-oriented lists rather than conceptual categories. For miscellaneous items, set fields such as due date and context to make it easier to identify the most relevant tasks with filters. As you continue your visits to approximately 3 classrooms each day, and as you make your way around campus, use the context field to find tasks related to the people you encounter, so you can check off multiple items at once. You may want to consider the following questions for reflection. Whom did I speak with today that should have a dedicated agenda bucket in my task management app, so I can easily track any items I'll need to speak with him or her about? What major sequential projects am I currently working on? What's a conceptual category I've been using to organize my tasks? How could I convert this into an action-based organization scheme instead?